You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Think your $10,000 is safe in the bank? Now imagine waking up to only $8,196 without spending a dime. That's inflation silently robbing you. We've purchased over $300 million in multifamily real estate that continues to fight inflation. And here's how to thrive even in spite of high inflation.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
There are three steps to tackle this, and we're going to go over them in this episode. But first, let's uncover how inflation has been draining your wallet and debunk the biggest myth. Back in 1955, a dollar could buy what $11.34 buys today. It's not that things naturally got pricier. It's that our money's been systematically devalued. Here's some jaw-dropping data. Recent Federal Reserve data shows that nearly 40% of all U.S. dollars in existence were printed in the last few years. From 1776 to 2020, we amassed $15.4 trillion. In just 2 years, we cranked out an additional $6.3 trillion. That's like printing out $8.6 million every minute for 2 years straight. Even after a slight pullback by the end of 2023, we hit $20.9 trillion, meaning over a quarter of all US dollars ever created was created in the last 5 years alone. In 2022, President Biden blamed supply chains for skyrocketing inflation. The media echoed the story. But new research from MIT just revealed something shocking. 42% of that inflation spike came from one source, and it wasn't supply chains. Let's take a look at what really happened in 2022. MIT researchers used this technique called Mahalanobis distance statistics. It's like an MRI machine for our economy, slicing through the noise and pinpointing the true culprit of inflation. Why should you care about this? Because for the first time, we're seeing the real villains behind the shrinking dollars. And it's not the tale we've been told. Sure, those empty shelves, the congested ports were real, but they weren't the main drivers for inflation. Here's what the MIT research actually found. A whopping 42% of inflation came directly from this, almost half the reason your cost of living soared. Watch this spending frenzy. When the government unleashed stimulus checks and ramped up spending, they dumped a flood of money into the economy. It's like diluting soup. The more water you pour into it, the blander it tastes. That's what they did to your dollars. Next, 17% stems from the psychological play. When people anticipate inflation, they inadvertently stroke it by hoarding or buying more, which drives up prices like a self-fulfilling prophecy, pushing up everything from real estate to everyday essentials. Then 14% was fueled by interest rate hikes. For years, rock-bottom rates encouraged spending sprees. As rates climbed to combat inflation, short-term prices spike as well as businesses pass the increased borrowing costs onto us. Remember when mortgage rates leaped from 3% to 7%? That hike means hundreds more monthly for homeowners. Circling back to the supply chain disruptions, which were painted as a big, scary culprit, they actually had hardly any impact according to their analysis. The story we've been fed, it doesn't align with reality. This isn't just academic musing, it's about your wallet. Politicians blaming supply chains are essentially misdirecting us from the true source and, more critically, the real solutions. Think of it this way. If you're constantly told that a leaky roof is due to bad windows, you'll never fix the real leak. That's the inflation narrative today, misguided and misleading. But knowing the problem is just half the battle. It's time to armor up and protect your assets. Understanding and truth, Milton Friedman, one of the most important economic thinkers of the 20th century, warned us decades ago. Friedman has been quoted as saying, "If you listen to people in Washington talk, they will tell you that inflation is produced by greedy businessmen or produced by grasping unions, or is produced by spendthrift consumers, or maybe those terrible Arab sheiks who are producing it. But none of them produce inflation for the very simple reason that neither the businessman, nor the trade union, nor the housewife has a printing press in their basement." Why is this so important? Because it exposes the real truth about inflation. It's not some natural disaster that just happens on us. It's not like a hurricane or an earthquake. It's a choice made by government policy. And here's where the problem gets worse. But if you think that's the concerning part, wait until you see what's happening with the government spending right now. The numbers I'm about to show you are going to shock you. To give you some context, the total US federal spending in 2024 was $6.75 trillion. But it gets worse. Elon Musk recently broke down the numbers in a shocking tweet. He calculated that we're spending about $4 billion per day more than we take in. To put that in perspective, that's like spending $166 million every hour, or $2.7 million every minute, or $45,000 every second. Let me show you how this directly impacts your life. If you're responsible and you saved $10,000 in 2019, that same money is only worth $8,196 today in real purchasing power. But this isn't just about numbers. It's about real-life consequences. Your grocery bill is up 21% since 2021. Housing costs have increased by 30% in many areas. Gas prices have seen wild swings of 50% or more. This isn't by accident. It's a direct result of policy choices. Every time the government prints more money to cover spending, it's essentially taking value from your savings. It's like a hidden tax that no one voted for. Now, let's talk about how to beat inflation. There are three major ways that the government can fix this crisis. More importantly, I'll show you while we wait for DC to figure all this stuff out, what you can do about it right now. Reduce government spending. Cut non-essential programs. This means identifying and eliminating redundant programs. Currently, there are over 450 agencies in existence. Many have overlapping responsibilities. For example, 15 different agencies oversee food safety regulations. Elon Musk estimates that this consolidation could save up to 30 to 40% in administrative costs. Review and cancel ineffective government contracts. Reduce foreign aid that doesn't serve direct U.S. interests. According to the Heritage Foundation research, this alone could save over $50 billion a year. Reform entitlement spending. Modernize Social Security and Medicare systems. Implement means testing for benefits. Create sustainable long-term funding solutions. This represents 35% of the federal budgets, and it's growing unsustainably. Implement zero-based budgets. Every expense must be justified every year. No automatic budget increases. Department heads must defend their spendings. Streamline agencies. This is fascinating. Musk Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, proposal is based on successful business principles, and for once, the government may be forced to actually shed its excess weight. Personal protection strategy. Now, let me show you how to protect yourself while Washington figures out how to fix this mess. I spent years studying and implementing these strategies, and I'll share what's working right now. Think strategic allocation. This is like building a fortress around your wealth. You need different layers of protection. Inflation-resistant investments. Multifamily real estate stands out here, and that's what we love to invest in. Properties with over 100 units provide economies of scale. Rents typically adjust upwards with inflation. Operating expenses can be spread out across many units. Invest in hard assets, physical assets that hold intrinsic value, can't be printed away like paper money, appreciates during inflationary periods. Create multiple income streams, real estate rental income, my personal fave, business distributions, investment dividends, professional income.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.